Vox defends Amar Kampanajar by calling 50th district voters racists. By Joel B. Polak on October 18, 2018. Vox.com, the website whose purported mission is to help readers understand the news, has defended Democrat Amar Kampanajar from attacks by Representative Duncan Hunter, RCA, by calling the voters of the district racists. Kampanajar is challenging Hunter in the 50-hour district of California, which stretches east and northeast of San Diego, from the suburbs to the desert. The district is traditionally Republican, but has become more competitive since Hunter and his wife were indicted for alleged misuse of campaign funds. Kampanajar, however, has far left-wing policies and is the grandson of a Palestinian terrorist whom he once called a legend and a public servant, though he condemns his actions now. He also changed his name during the election and took donations from a Palestinian ambassador and leaders of a radical Muslim group, CARE, to which his campaign also donated money. Hunter, who protests his innocence, has seized the opportunity, calling Kampanajar a security risk and running a controversial ad accusing him of attempting to infiltrate the government. That has drawn criticism from a wide array of local and national media outlets. Vox's Dara Gulshan, in defending Kampanajar, writes that Hunter is using the same kind of race-baiting Republicans have retreated to over and over again when they feel under siege. She adds, "This is the part of California where you see Confederate flags, and where many people only socialize with people who look like them." Gulshan, whose bio describes her as born and raised in Northern California, cites no evidence for this claim, other than, "Volunteers for Kampanajar's campaign will tell you they find themselves explaining that their candidate disavows terrorism." As one might expect, given Kampanajar's background, his curious name changes, and his refusal to return money from CARE or a Palestinian diplomat. Somehow, the irony of stereotyping hundreds of thousands of people as racists, whose only crime is living inland from Southern California's wealthy coastal communities, while accusing Duncan Hunter of racism, is lost on Vox. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.